Voida Novak is the general manager at Togiak Seafoods, and he says they're continuing to buy coho and sockeye. He says sockeye fishing in Togiak is slowing down a bit, and the weather over the weekend didn't make things any easier for those out fishing.
Yes, it's slowing down, but it's still decent. You know, a lot of people is not fishing, but because the weather condition and they get tired. But still, you know, the guys catching about 1,000, 1,200 pound sockeye. You know, he's still making money.
Togiak Seafoods is buying coho from the Nooshigak District. Some set and drift net fishermen have reported fishing to be fairly decent. Novak says he hasn't seen all the fish tickets yet, but deliveries are coming in at a couple hundred to a couple thousand pounds each.
In the Nooshigak, it's spotty. You know, some people catch 2,000-3,000 pounds, and some people catch, you know, 700-800 pounds.
The Nooshigak District Commercial Opener will close Tuesday at 9 a.m. Novak says he'll keep buying through that time, and right now we'll probably be ready to buy again when the fishing reopens on Thursday.
Correct, and we are planning, if everything goes well, we are planning to come back to Dillingham or Nooshigak on Thursday morning and do one more time there.
Novak says he'll make that clear on Tuesday so fishermen can make their plans for the next opener. Now, to check the numbers, we turn to Tim Sands, the area management biologist for both the Nooshigak and Togiak districts. Sands confirms that counting escapement of sockeye in the Togiak River will probably stop Monday, and that the Togiak Commercial Fishing District will likely stay on the weekly schedule.
We have our minimum escapement, so we're good there. It'll stay open on the regular weekly schedule, and we probably won't adjust that unless there's a really significant reason to.
Sands says it was a big weekend for silvers up the Nooshigak River, as counted at the sonar station near Portage Creek, and right now escapement remains ahead of the curve.
The escapement is good. We had three really strong days of escapement on the Nooshigak River. We doubled our escapement basically over the weekend or since Friday. So we're still well ahead of the curve, and I haven't seen the catch reports from over the weekend yet, so I don't know what the harvest was like over the weekend, but hopefully it's worth people's time to be out there fishing.
As of Monday morning, 67,000 silvers have been counted in the Nooshigak River. That's roughly two-thirds of the way to the minimum escapement goal of 100,000 fish. Sand says the weekly Thursday to Tuesday fishing schedule is likely to remain in place, meaning fishing will close Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Though escapement is above the curve, Sand says that it can always slow down.
You know, a lot of times you have a big push with the wind events, and then it can drop off quickly, too. So that's why we still want to be a little bit cautious. But right now, we're ahead of where we need to be and feeling pretty good.
Stay tuned to KDLG for updates on the fishing schedule and market for silvers in the Nooshigak District. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.